From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says she will meet with members of Libya's opposition when she travels to Egypt and Tunisia next week. Clinton told a House panel she will also confer with leaders of the interim governments in those two countries.
I intend to convey strong support of the Obama administration and the American people that we wish to be a partner in the important work that lies ahead as they embark on a transition to a genuine democracy.
In Libya today, rebels are fleeing the oil port of Ras Lanuf after coming under sustained attack by forces loyal to Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. Federal prosecutors are charging 13 Somali men with piracy in connection with an incident that left four Americans dead. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports the men have been flown to the U.S. from Somalia to face justice.
The U.S. Navy captured more than a dozen pirates after they allegedly took over a yacht off the east coast of Africa earlier this year. Ultimately, all four hostages on the yacht, U.S. citizens, wound up dead. The incident represented the first time Americans had been killed by pirates in recent memory, and it touched off debate over how to handle the growing problem. Authorities flew 13 men from Somalia and another from Yemen to Norfolk, Virginia, to face trial there. The men are due in court for an initial appearance Thursday afternoon. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Republican state senators in Wisconsin have done an end run around Democratic lawmakers who fled that state to stall passage of a plan to strip public employees there of most of their collective bargaining rights. Sean Johnson of Wisconsin Public Radio reports Republicans abruptly brought the measure up for a vote last night and approved it without any Democrats present.
Democrats had been able to block a vote on this plan because it was attached to a budget bill. But once Republicans set the budget proposal aside, they had the votes they needed to pass these collective bargaining changes, whether Democrats were in town or not. Senate Republican Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald said he reviewed the plan with the legislature's lawyers and budget specialists.
And have been advised that this proposal would not trigger the special quorum requirement.
Republican senators passed the plan on an 18-1 vote with no debate and not a single Democrat present. Wisconsin State Assembly is scheduled to pass the bill later today. For NPR News, I'm Sean Johnson in Madison.
The nation's trade deficit has expanded as the surge in oil prices pushed up imports in January at their fastest pace in 18 years. In a separate report out this morning, the Labor Department says first-time claims for unemployment benefits were up last week, increasing 7%. Stock prices are sharply lower on Wall Street, in part, analysts say, as investors react to those disappointing economic reports amid ongoing worries about the unrest in the Middle East. The Dow Industrials are down 181 points at 12,032. The Nasdaq is off 47. This is NPR News. The House Homeland Security Committee has opened a hearing on what Chairman Peter King says is the radicalization of Muslims in the U.S. King responded to critics of the hearing.
Despite what passes for conventional wisdom in certain circles, there is nothing radical or un-American in holding these hearings.
King has asked for stepped-up security in the hearing room. The Senate has voted down two spending plans, one Republican, one Democratic, to keep the government operating through September. NPR's Audie Cornish says House Republican leaders are preparing yet another stopgap spending bill in case it's necessary.
Lawmakers are supposed to be negotiating a compromise on a spending bill that would cover operating expenses for the government for the rest of the fiscal year, which ends in September. But with Vice President Joe Biden visiting Russia, House Republicans are criticizing Democrats over the process. Number three Republican in the House, Kevin McCarthy, says another extension may be necessary.
If the vice president's out of the country, if they won't even tell you who the lead negotiator is, and you're dealing in a two-week time frame, unfortunately, we'll have to prepare for another 2 weeks, but that's not where we want to go.
The current budget runs out on March 18th. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
President and Mrs. Obama are hosting a conference at the White House today on the problem of bullying. Brett Kimmel, a school principal in New York, says his school fights bullying by trying to foster a sense of belonging there.
Create a school community where kids feel an overwhelming sense of safety. And that's not just a physical sense of safety. There has to be an emotional, an intellectual, and a social sense of safety as well.
The White House conference is focusing on what schools and communities nationwide are doing to stop bullying among young people. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.